This is an MUT Radio podcast.
And we are on Knowledge Hub, Namhlanje. Unfortunately, asizuba nayo, believe it or not, no, 20 minutes of nonstop music, as the show has been so busy this morning. But it's good because it's nayo ke Knowledge Hub. The lady and gent are back in studio this morning. We ask ukuthi ke sihlezi sinabo. They will introduce themselves as usual. Kuvuka bangene breakfast show. Hello.
Hello, Nijani.
Siyaphila mesunjani?
Namngiyaphila.
Yeah, if you can just introduce yourself, as ukhuluma nobani namhlanje?
Ngikhuluma no Milisa Daniso.
Mm-hmm. As usual.
Yes.
Mhlekazi, ukuhamba kanjani?
Akuyaphila futhi ngezokwena.
Ah, siyaphila mfethu. So thank you so much for joining us on MUT Radio as well. As ukhuluma nobani namhlanje?
Ngikhuluma no Alwande Nzama.
Alwande Nzama. Yeah, thank you so much for joining us, Alwande no Milisa. Very important month, esikuyona, inyanga ka May namhlanje. It's the first Knowledge Hub session esinayo kule nyanga. What are we looking into this morning, Melissa?
Namhlanje sikhuluma nge Child Protection Week. The Government of Development decided to make it Child Protection Week a whole month. But yeah, iqala nge 29 of May to 5 June.
Oh wow. Yeah. Okay. So tina, we are commemorating it for like the whole month.
Yes.
Maybe if you can just take us through to Child Protection Week or a month as zobusushile ukuthi mhlawumbe sisuke sibhekela into ekanjani. What are we actually protecting? Sikhuluma ngani masikhuluma nge Child Protection Week or month?
I think masikhuluma nge Child Protection Month, we're talking about protecting ingane ezincane ezikhulayo from different things emhlabeni. But to be more specific, we're protecting them from teenage pregnancy. Yes, I'll also be talking about that namhlanje mina no Alwande. Teenage pregnancy, ama researchers showed a drastic drop of teenage pregnancy,
which is good.
Yeah. Nice. I think it's both good and negative, but okay. I'm not sure. Yeah,
maybe you can tell us more on that. What do you mean negative? Yeah,
I mean, the researchers find Wuti there's over 40% drop of teenage pregnancy. Is that a good thing? Yes, it's a good thing, but also it's also negative Wuti. If nobody's giving birth, what does that mean for a country? What does that mean? Shruti Pela, there's not going to be a future for ingane, like as Zuba Koningane in the future. Yeah.
Okay.
And researchers also have a question, or would see, they don't know what's causing the significant drop of teenage pregnancy.
Mm.
Yeah.
They have been making a joke, in fact, on Lapago social media, basically, Tamatu Kea Cecile Manje and all that.
Yeah. Also, the questions around teenage pregnancy, would see, those who gave birth, do they have any regrets? Do they still see themselves as teenagers? Do they still enjoy life as ingane? Yeah, those are the questions around my researchers, they're unsure why teenage pregnancy is dropping. And I also did some digging.
Okay.
I asked around Ngabos, do you guys have regrets of having ingane osamncane? And some interesting questions, some interesting anjalo answers. Abanye bathena they now ingane zamanje they do understand difficulties that comes with having ingane.
Yeah.
Others said ikole. They now have learned. Thank you. They now have they educate more on teenage pregnancy, the difficulties that come with have one ingane osamncane, yabo. And yeah,
wow,
that is
interesting. Very interesting. Yeah. Maybe Alwande, your understanding about this Child Protection Week.
Yes. Ngokubona kwami, yes, teenage pregnancy idrophile, and njengoba seshilo minisa ama answers awekho. Okuyinto enhle. Kodwa futhi masibuka ngelinye side, no, ayikho yindle. Because ngokwe experience yami, No, is the thing is bonini.
Oh, okay.
Is bonini. Upstairs.
Yes.
Yes, we can see me listening and Zamanje. They understand the Gumzima.
Bempilo. Yes.
Yeah, no kuba, Ninga, no Sinan, Uskuzanama, challenges
and difficulties.
But at the same time, Nati, Singo Babangos Bala is Ubaba, because Bakona output Bama Sabinis and Nats is Ubaba. Yes. Asiko supportive.
Yeah.
True.
Asiko supportive. At 100%, 80% are supportive.
Yeah.
And Lendo inking cause e nature tin. E nature. Cause singahlala nawe bafo and communicate ngikubuza ukuthi awu how is your baby uthi uthi awu ngineminyaka emingaki
awu awazi yeah true
yeah.
Serious
yeah
wamgcina nje mhlambe uthe ngamnabukeni esemncane
mhm
and mangiyibuka ngeside lentsha yanamhlanje isikakhulukazi kuneinto eziningi esingekho awe ngazo
mhm
yabona in nowadays children sithi ngathini asikho awe ukuthi i-reproductive system yethu uma usemncane akukho right vele ukwenzani ukhandlisha ini ingane ngibathuthi
yeah.
Yes ingane ziyakhulela but there's a lot of ini in miscarriage
yes
ngingabala ini lapho uterus yabo which means lapho ingane izoba nespace esincane and there's be a less blood supply kulida ini in miscarriage and ukudla esidlayo in nowadays uthothi ngalingase njengomelisa nangu uyingane uthothi okhulelwe like umevuka yena icabanga le mafrat uzobona uthi futhi I'm craving for chips ingani idinga kanti akachwa ukhala ingane esawathola ama nutrients lawa
endlini awadingayo
awadingayo enye into ingozi kakhulu ithe stress stress oqala nje uma ingane ikhulele how am I going to tell my family and esesibili I drop out esikoleni
yeah
sisifikela vele phezulu kwale stress leso ukuthi ngizotshela kanjalo umndeni wami esesithatha uthi vele kwababa useyiphekile
sekuyinkinga
nje stress nje sisodwa
yeah
siyinkinga
yeah
also I think ingenjobusho uthi most of ingane zamanje most of obaba bamanje abasupport I think ingane zamanje zikhule zingenabo baba most and they're trying to break that generational thing ukuthi mina angifuni uzale yami ingane ubabwayo engekho I think that's also the reason why teenage pregnancy drop drastically
definitely because uyabaza ubunzima kuwena ukuthi kube ngakanani
yeah when and you can't bring a child in impilo emhlabeni owazi kahle ukuthi is face the same challenges that you faced.
Yo.
Yes.
Crazy.
So, yeah.
You know I like in the show Alwane ngoba ukhuluma as we speaking about a child protection week akakhulumeli nje for ingane sizelo ukhulumela even ingane engakazalwa mayethi you might be feeding ingane those ama fried ongazi ukuthi mhlambe can affect even ingane sangaphakathi that we need to look at into that also ukuthi si protect kanjani ingane while it's sangaphakathi emzimbe which is quite a very interesting point it's also affect because umuntu ingane teenagers are still regarded as ingane ngingabona a very very heartbreaking story endabeni these past few days where ingane ka 2009 ibulela kabuhlungu intombi yayo ka 2010 to a point where like ubulela kanjani like Jay, you see ukuthi lapho yabona ukuthi lo muntu loyo was not even protected kwasekhaya akazange atshele ukuthi okay la ekhaya umthetho uhamba kanjani because labo bantu basebancane ukuthi basengabolana bebodwa so it's one of those things man ezibhlungu kakhulu yeah so we need really ukuthi si protect our kids I would put it like that
yeah
ingane encane bafethu and yeah this is a very very important feature as well
and enye into angifuni ukubagcika kakhulu dadewethu because in nowadays ingane sasafundisa ngokuthi ama sign okukhulelwa wabona kanjani azi ungathola ingane ikwenzi enye into ingekho awe ukuthi ikhulelwe
futhi
mhlawumbe izoziphuzela yenze into ayiwe ayazi
yes but also there's something called a cryptic pregnancy you don't get pregnancy symptoms at all uzwa nje sekuthuna nako Suzelle
ibhamba ibayekho
there's nothing exactly so
wow no man yeah. It's just 8 minutes before 10 kumuluthi ngo 10 siyahamba maybe let's allow also Mr. Maxe because I would assume ukuthi yena umuntu one experience kunathi sonke
yes
maybe let's allow him just to also have a few comments based on what we were talking about namhlanje with regards to Child Protection Week. Let's allow Mr. Maxe Mhlape to also join in on the conversation. Thank you so much for joining us, Mr. Maxe, once again. What a very important and so much engaging topic that we're having this morning.
Yes, but I would say quite a very interesting one. So these numbers, as you say, so they are exciting, but at the same time also, I mean, we just need to keep watching them, right?
Yeah.
So hopefully it's a trend that we hope is going to continue. So for those of us who would like to follow up Ngale research is we had a session with one group last week and we were just doing a search and we came up with this interesting information.
Mm.
In South Africa, we have a journal of tour, ESA Medical Journal. And so this actual article came out in April, so it's like recent, right?
Mm.
And the study was done by Uparoni, Uteroj, Upramford, Usupeta, Umbata, and Upile. So if you are interested in finding that, please look it up. It's declining adolescence pregnancies in South Africa. Insights from public sector data from 2021 to 2025. So over the last 3 or 4 years, so our numbers show it's been dropping, right?
Mm.
There was another one that was done in last year, so from a British Medical Journal, looking at men now, so the boys who actually become fathers.
Mm.
And in terms of date data, and interestingly it says, from the teenage pregnancies, 40%, only 40% really are actual teenagers themselves. So people between the age of 14 to 19. But then again, if you look at these numbers, put our to that, it concerns as much as the numbers are dropping, but the actual numbers in South Africa is still rating very high.
Mm.
So because remember, sustainable development goals where we need to reduce. Girls must be in school. Boys must be in school. If they do want to have babies, let them wait, man. Finish school, get a job, then, you know, start with your life.
Yeah.
It is not an easy topic to talk about. So okay, we are hoping that as knowledge hub to contribute, you know, some knowledge.
Yes.
Around it. So let's have these difficult conversations. It's a taboo topic. If seen information, maybe we'll make different choices.
Yeah. You know, you never understand in domaisa kulunya kuwena ungeka experience until you experience it. Besubona ubunzima bayo and you're like, if only I had listened to Inolete last week on the 5th of May.
Yes.
So this is now to you as a student. It's to you as someone who's still a teenager, mhlambe who's still in high school, to actually grab this conversation because it's an ongoing conversation.
Yeah.
And as we've seen even with Mr. Maxe and Alwande no Milisa. But siyabonga kakhulu, Mr. Maxe. And the guys, thank you so much for joining us on MET Radio. For yet once again, Knowledge Hub. Sifuna likhulu on this show. I didn't even know that it's in a Child Protection Week up until this morning. Yeah, bon. So it's one of the most important things as ngabe siyazibuka sibalekile kakhulu even kule nyanga. Thank you so much for joining us, Mr. Maxe.
Thank you.
Well, on that note, I think it's my time also to say goodbye. It's been good. It's been amazing. Khona kumvelo kaHadebe between 10 and 1 kuyihlangana midday show connecting your mornings to your afternoons. Thank you. Thank you so much for joining us on Ivukubangene Breakfast Show. It's definitely the only way to start your day.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.